I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, well, tonight's Friday. It's August 23rd, 2013, and this is our paranormal night, so we'll be talking about maybe paranormal events that people have had, and just weird things maybe. And we could have callers if you have a paranormal experience, one that you experienced, you know, in your life that is a good one, and we'll just, you know, we can just have you talk about it. We'll just see what you think. And also, after you had the paranormal, I should say, what did you do about it? What clearing did you use to help yourself out? So that I'd like to find out, because a lot of people have experiences with paranormal events, and naturally they go to the website to do some clearings. Do they do a dark side practitioner, or do they do an alien attack? Energy off, you get it off of them? Was it a parasitic life form? Do they do vortex clearings, you know, grid line clearings? So I'd like, if you do call in, you know, tell us what you did to alleviate it. And maybe you did two or three clearings. So that's what we want to hear tonight. What you did about your situation when you had a paranormal event. And we'll see. So we'll just see who's out there tonight, and I'll do the light beam activation first, and then we'll bring our co-host on. So here we go, light beam activation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I forgot to add, if you're new to the program as a newbie, then just scroll down a little ways on the BBS radio site here or creationlightship.com and bring up the light beam. I'm going to energize it for you to bring in peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I have had people ask me, they go, well, Ron, I brought the light beam up, and I started asking the light beam to do this, do that, and I wanted this fixed in my life. Well, they don't work that way, so you only bring in peace. If you do clearings on the website, then those clearings can help you. But after that, the light beam is not going to be there to, you know, do you favors or anything like all the God energies do when you go to churches. Remember, you're praying to an alien to help you out. And naturally, that's why they pass the basket around. Remember, what's the thing? George Carlin has some good phrases that we ever seen him talk about religions. And God loves you. And he needs money. So you should watch that. It's very good. You get some chuckles out of it there. So, let's see if our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everybody, and happy Friday night. And it's good to be here on August 23rd, 2013, BBS Radio Station 2. And on Station 2, there is a link to the Fast Chat. So for those who are new and would like to participate with some comments or read other people's comments or even ask a question, you can click on that Fast Chat link over on the right side. It's kind of flashing there in purple. And then you can just write in your topic, write in your question with your name. And so I'm reading it right now, and I'm also reading questions from people who sent emails to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'd invite you to do the same. And as Ron said, callers are welcome tonight. If you'd like to call, that'd be wonderful. But if not, you can certainly write in something at this email address, our usual one, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll be reading those to Ron on your behalf. And right now, I've got a few comments in here, Ron, from the emails that stated today's entity teleconference, which you hold on Fridays at 5:30, was a fantastic for releasing tension, aches, pains, and knots that the person didn't really realize they had in their body. But I was on that call too, and I guess at the what was really great too is that you allowed us to choose our own area of healing for the light beings to clear out of entities. So I had, I'm sure, like other people, I had numerous areas I wanted them to focus on a little bit more, and it really felt terrific, very freeing to get those entities off. So maybe Ron and I, we could talk about entities a little bit, and I could, some of the questions here in the emails address entities or questions about associated things with paranormal events, which would be probably much more fun to talk about on a Friday night if it wasn't so real for some people. So let's get started on one of these questions here. This is from O. Lu, and she or he is a registered respiratory therapist, who indicated he might be listening tonight. And he wants you to know, Ron, that he works in an intensive care unit at a major hospital. There's very sick people on ventilators and all kinds of other machines trying to stay alive. Wants to clarify what the best clearing to do to clear myself, he writes, on any energies I may pick up at work. There's probably a couple or more he could do, right, Ron, like the entity clearing?
Yeah. First, what I'd say to do is do the shrink wrap all the time there. Maybe do the mind a heart drop. That can take you off of their timeline. So, but this can go different directions. So let's kind of concentrate on this a little bit. So so the person typically is in the, let's just say a nurse, I would guess, or something like that. So they're in there. Same people that, you know, we'll just say have one foot in the grave, another one on the banana peel, I'll probably all hooked up, maybe not going to make it out of the hospital. And if they do, you know, then that's probably good for them, maybe not. But basically, if you have all those entities hanging around attached to the people that are there, that's the first thing that you need to realize. The next thing is I would think that doing you know, getting off of their timeline. So if you're, like, in a certain location, and maybe they have, let's just say, 10 rooms that are dedicated to lung condition, lung cancer, breathing conditions, respiratory stuff. So they're probably on that timeline of that. So you want to get off that timeline so you can just kind of visit it but not stay on it. So I guess the way you'd realize if you're on the timeline is you think about those people when you walk out of that door. If you do, the timeline is probably hooked up to you. So I would do timeline crashes on that. So I'm just trying to look at this here as the way you don't want to be hooked up to these people, because they're going to cord you too. If you're in good health and they see you, maybe they might even like you because you might resemble maybe one of their grandchildren or something, or, you know, somebody that they've seen in the past. So they cord you, and then they're taking away your life force energy because they're cording you. Or maybe, you know, they think you have great lungs and they have poor lungs and they want to connect to your lungs. You never know what people are doing. And then you don't know what kind of shapeshifters inside of them. You know, maybe they're doing body hops on you. You don't even know it. So it could go all different directions. So what to do about that? Definitely do the shrink wrap. That's the first thing. The next one would probably be entities, because naturally that place is going to be filled full of entities all the time. And you probably don't want to get attached to them. So entities are the main thing, as the people are bringing in entities with that same typical condition that they have, making their life even worse. And from there, you don't want them to hop into you. Touching the person or people are going to have them hop into you anyway, so you might find yourself breathing poorly after you leave work. So get rid of entities. Next thing is, maybe they got alien critters. So the alien critters, you know, can also hop into you. And, you know, it gets to be, you know, what we're talking about is what happens here in real time with real people. Now, if you called me and you were a clone, and you said, gee, Ron, I'm a clone, and I work in the hospital, I don't feel any of this stuff. Well, I'd say, well, of course. You know, clones normally will not pick on or take up the energies of a human because they're clones. They run out of program. Their body's programmed. It's a manufactured body, not from life, but from something else. It looks like it is from the life. It looks like humans. So if they are clones working, maybe one of your partners got cloned out, you know, at the end of last year, and now they're a clone and nothing bothers them. They're always smiling. They're very easygoing, although the new clones are getting more spunkier because they're getting more human programs and becoming more sassy, we'll say. Where before, when they first came in the first 6 months of the year, they were all very docile, which would be the ideal clone. You tell them, hey, do this here, and they go, okay, master, I'll do that, and they do what they're told. And now they're kind of like saying, hey, I may not want to do that now, you know? I'm watching humans who have a choice, and all I have is programs. So the programs are getting more into the human aspect of life, where they want to, you know, change things and not do as much. Maybe start to rebel slightly. But I guess the main thing is how to protect yourself. Well, the only thing you can do is shrink wrapping. And then from there, maybe do a space clearing, maybe where you're working, if that's the case. And, you know, entities are probably the main one. And if you touch the person or turn them over or to maybe do a massage on them or to poke them with needles or pins or something, you know, just think you could be getting jumped by all these things. So I guess the people listening here who are not in that situation are probably glad that they're not, that they don't have to deal with people on a one-on-one like that, especially ones that are sick and ready to die maybe. So if you're in that line of work, that's about all I can say to do. I talked to some person back east. They go, gee, Ron, I know about all this information here, but I'm a hairdresser. I go, oh, God. I said, well, all you can do is do shrink wrapping and keep washing your hands, get these critters off of you, you know? I guess you could probably wear the T-shirt on underneath that, you know, you don't like aliens or something. But from there, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. Main thing is you don't want to touch anybody. And as soon as you hug them or touch them or anything else, whatever they have can come into you. Shrink wrapping does help to a certain extent. Do you have anything to add, Kathy, or and also anybody else? You know, maybe there's somebody out there, you know, who is there. You know, maybe you're a doctor listening, and you go, yeah, man, I work with people who have heart conditions or lung conditions, and I'm hitting like 40 years of age now, and geez, I all of a sudden, you know, I'm not breathing very well, not knowing why. You know, I don't smoke, but everybody else did who came in, and I'm suffering from their condition. I wonder what the hell that is. You know, I thought I was healthy. Well, it's because you got entities of all these things, and they're coming into you, and they are causing your condition. So you just hear by, you know, proximity, osmosis, we'll say, and you get it, and all of a sudden you have an illness. Just think of how many people out there have actually known people who have contacted maybe lung cancer and they never smoked in their life. Why do they have that? Well, everybody around them probably smoked. Are you reading secondhand smoke? Well, maybe not. Could be, but maybe not. But you got their energy. Maybe you're weaker than they are. And all of a sudden now you have an illness that you should never have. But your friends gave it to you because these entities body hop. Because you don't know what's going on energetically with you, typically. You just have something happening. So, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a good answer, Ron. Very thorough. I think you covered it pretty well. The shrink wrap is commanding your body to shrink wrap. That's spelled W-R-A-P, for wrap. And another thing that a lot of people do, and we've talked about this before on many of the programs, is for when you've had to touch people or other people have touched you in any way, there's an option on the alien attack clearing, alien attack removal, which is one of Ron's recommended clearings on creationlightship.com website. And option four is where you find the option to clear off the alien energies from other people touching you. And lots of people like to feel unslimed. When you start learning about these things, that the this energy gets in you when people touch you, or different kinds of entities can jump in your body, or shapeshifters, then you start to feel like you want to get de-slimed. You start to notice them. So those are all good suggestions, plus option four. And in addition to saying, I command my body to shrink wrap when you walk around buildings or into a building, you can also command your body like this. I now increase my life force energy. That is a command to your body to increase your life force energy, which makes you less attractive and less able to be sticky, get those things stuck on you. I like to think of it that way. Put you more into a balance where they're not so attracted to your energy. You're stronger. I now increase my life force energy. Plus, it does make you feel more energetic, and it gives you more of your life force back, which is what these entities and things are trying to take from you and do all the time, all of our lives. And it's good to have a little bit of ammunition and some defense. So now there's another question here, Ron, about today's entity teleconference call, which would be a good thing for anyone to do who's got entities. Everyone's got entities in their body. I've learned that. And when Ron clears these entities, he goes well into the thousands. And that just is kind of phenomenal when you think about, wow, my leg's got 1,000 entities in it. Wow, this pain in my hip is 2,000, 3,000 entities in it. So what we're talking about is ghosts, basically emotional bodies in there, all in there doing something. And it's not good. So, Ron, now here's another question about entities. If someone is doing the entity teleconference with you on Fridays, and they also have the entity whole life clearing, and they're running it 2 to 3 times a day to keep the entities off and away, do they also have shapeshifters coming into them? And if so, what do the shapeshifters want from them? What are they doing in there?
Well, shapeshifters are alien, so what they're doing is they're sharing and loving your body. And it's kind of hard to say what they're doing with you, because they just want to be in your body, sharing your body to have this life experience, because they chose a physical body, which would be yours, to live here, and their alien body is not here. So that's what happens with people. So you're probably dealing with alien bodies that are living with you, alien life forms and their bodies. And you can see that on YouTube. Just type it in. You can see people shape-shifting all the time. When you do finally understand what's happening, most people don't have a clue. They'll see somebody's eyes physically change. They'll see their face change, see their body change. But there's movies about this here, where you see people shape-shifting all the time. And most people just don't really get it too much. They think that they're watching a movie and they see a person turn into a werewolf or something, or into another physical form. They just think, oh, this is just entertainment for me to watch, Well, that's real. So remember, what you see that's real, that you don't understand anything about, don't know, that's what's going on. So, just look at YouTube. Do you know of any YouTube sites? I know we talked about which people understand now when they see it. when they watched that German, camera on the highway, freeway, you know, or whatever, when they see that the ship, a semi-truck being abducted, that kind of blows people's minds and makes them think a little bit. They go, wow, is this really going on? And, yeah, it's right there. So, remember, kind of watch these things and, you know, look up shapeshifters. And there's people also talking gibberish, too. You probably have seen that maybe. You know, newscasters come on talking about the news or the weather, and they're doing fine, and you probably watched them for maybe years, you know, who the person is. You feel like they're your best friend, you know. They come on and tell you all this stuff. And then their voice changes. They start speaking in tongues, we'll say, you know, and which probably is what it actually is. And, you know, they're talking in maybe an alien language, or maybe this their program got kind of messed up. You know, maybe they're talking, they're trying to make sense out of a program that got dismantled. So do you have anything to add about that, Kathy?
I have to agree. I haven't really noticed people shape-shifting. My eye doesn't catch that as far as, you know, seeing it really obvious like that. My own eye, I can't tell. Seeing things, but on this one YouTube video that a listener sent you that we're going to try to share on the BBS Fast Chat right now, it has a link to this great, if you want to see what a shapeshifter looks like on video, this is very realistic. It's a Secret Service agent who, if you ask me, is probably in a perfect position to look around, looking around while a president is speaking. And then this person's camera is able to see the shapeshifter inside. And it's really something to see. That's probably a good indication of why so many people do these shape-shifting with cameras, that they do pick up a lot of things that the eye doesn't pick up, such as those of you who have digital cameras and take pictures, you'll see orbs in your photos. That's another visible thing, but it shows up in the pictures. And I guess these shape-shifters can too. So this is a very good example. If you look on the fast chat, the moderator is going to try to post it in there, the link, and you can copy and paste it into your own browser. And it's associated with a lot of the other shapeshifter types of videos that Ron just mentioned, like newscasters speaking gibberish or even changing their eyes and just a lot of transformations right in front of your eyes while they're speaking. So it wasn't a cut and paste type of thing. So that's kind of remarkable to witness, and the fact that there's so many of these YouTubes out, these videos, Ron, I never really understood that. I never realized that there were so many of these videos, and it just must be an increasing phenomena. And people are really noticing. And so I'm glad that you have that Removing Alien Attack and Shapeshifters clearing. By the way, if anyone wants to check into that, if they feel like they might have some shapeshifter energy or know or suspect that someone does, you could buy it for that person. It's just $10 a week for the Eliminating Alien Attack clearing. And the Alien Shapeshifter is option 5. And it has an opportunity to remove several different alien life forms, some of which are lizards, rats, reptilians, red-eyed devils, and vampires, werewolves, and then any others. In case you don't know what they are, I myself can't identify what they are, but probably a good idea to just go down the list and clear them all out on oneself or others. They can't be up to anything pleasant and very controlling. So that's pretty interesting to know about the shapeshifters, Ron.
Yeah, I had my person call me up. They go, you know, my mother-in-law must be a shapeshifter or something, you know. They're evil, you know. I go, well, do the clearing. But, yeah, this is all real stuff that happens, and they're there, and you're here, and what are you going to do about it, you know? The worst thing is to know these things are out there and to, you know, find yourself dealing with them, not knowing what to do. Now you have clearings on the website to help yourself out. Otherwise, you know, this might be in your life. Even your spouse or, your spouse may have one of these in there and you're wondering what to do. I've had people talk to me about that. That's just pretty amazing because they know that their spouse is, you know, is an alien, you know, of some sort, and they change personalities, change looks, and sometimes they talk differently, and they wonder what they got themselves wrapped up into when they got married. So anyway, that clearing could help out if you're in that same situation like that, where you're dealing with, just situations where you really don't know what it is, but you know something isn't right. Everybody can understand that one, I think. So let's do a clearing here. I won't say that everybody has shapeshifters in there, but we could do something to get rid of an alien life form out of you. So I want you to work on, let's see. What I could do is I will work on your right arm. Maybe you have something in your right arm that shouldn't be there. Or even maybe you have a mechanical right arm. That's even more different. So let's first do right arm with getting rid of some kind of alien critters that could be inside of their living their life in your arm. Wonder why your arm tingles, why it itches, why you get pain in it off and on. And just think about it. You know, you get pain in your body. Why do you have a pain there? You know, you go, I feel like I got poked with a pin. Well, maybe something is living in there, and it did something to you. Or worse than that would be maybe you're out on a timeline, and you are being poked with a pin. So here we go. Let's get rid of the stuff in your right arm. One, two, at the count to command the energy to release it from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Now, let's see how your arm feels. So back to you, Kathy. Yeah, I could do robotics on that, but we'll see if anybody wants to request robotic a program release. Remember, you may not have a real arm or a real finger, you know. People look at their body and they go, yeah, I don't think my finger belongs to me. It's on me, but it's not mine. And that means that they got it replaced by some cloned replica part. But I think I heard a beep. Anybody out there?
Yes, hi, Ron.
Caller.
Hi, Kathy. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Cap. Hi, how are you?
Great. Do you have a question for Ron?
Yes, I do. I had something I wanted to share with Ron, that there was a man and a woman who were married, and they went to a counselor, and the man said, "Well, I'm sorry to his wife. I ran around on you, and I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?" And she said, "Yes, I'll forgive you, but it won't change anything. It won't make anything any different if I do." And what she was saying is something very profound, that we can forgive each other and release everything, but unless you release the densities, it's not going to make any difference or do anybody any good. So that's all I have.
So what,
are you still there?
So what kind of clearing did you do or could someone do, Larry, that would help them out with that situation?
Probably self-sabotage clearing. They could release the entities, release the programming that's causing them to betray the other person.
Okay, so that kind of goes hand in hand. You know, I think you mentioned that somebody cheated on somebody, so that could also be, even maybe entities, shapeshifters could do that. entities would probably be the main one I would think of. And, so that's good. I would think that if they did it one time, then what are they getting out of it? And that means that they're not in control of their body. I would look at that aspect, too, you know. So you'd want to figure out how to clear that person out if you wanted to be with them, because something could be coming in again. Maybe they, you know, smoke pot or drink a lot or something, you know, which kicks your spirit out of the body. Something else comes in, and it goes on for the joyride, you know. They have to look at that aspect. What are they doing to bring forth these entities to make their body respond to an entity? You know, and maybe are they bringing in robotic programs to them to do something? Are the aliens using them? So it gets to go into a lot of stuff, you know, which is what we tend to cover on these programs, where normally, you know, if you just look at the surface, there's nothing there. They just made a mistake or something. But, you know, in our shows, we try to go into the depth of how to fix yourself versus like, oh, you know, it's just one of those things and, you know, you put the blinders on and it happens again. So that's what we're trying to do here with all the programs that we have, is teach people how they can help themselves to move forward to get out of situations, because there's stuff that's embedded in everybody, plus the DNA, you know, that stuff. So we're trying to clear out the DNA in people to get back so that your spirit can be more in wholeness and to be into your body more. So thank you, Larry.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Hey, Ron, I just wanted to mention that Cindy was able to post the YouTube video link. Thank you very much. It's in the BBS Fast Chat. The YouTube link to the shapeshifters that you can see. There's some really good examples in there. And now we have another question here, Ron. Someone had a dream they wanted you to know about, and just sharing the dream says that something was pulling my arm to drag me out of bed. And when he turned to look, it was not human. It was around 4 feet tall and had some type of yellow band around the head. He got angry and punched it with his right arm and went to punch it with his left arm and found himself awake in his bed with himself punching the air. And then he had another dream where he was in bed singing something and he heard rock band drums, but it was not harmonious sounding. And then he heard what sounded like an electric saw coming at the left side of his head. And he wants to know how to terminate this kind of dream.
Well, the first thing, we all know that if you have dreams that are disturbing to you, almost always it's the timeline that you're visiting. So you're living a timeline in that reality. And it could give you clues, you know, what's happening to you in this lifetime here, but mainly you are living that. So you're living life somewhere else on a timeline, and it's leaking into this one, and it's like a copy and paste scenario, and you're living it, but here you're not, but you are living it somewhere else, and you may be living hundreds of those. So start doing timeline crashes to get rid of that situation. If you're new to the programs here, you know, each time you get replicated every 10 minutes, it's a new you. With a new replica of you here, and you're only real here probably a few hours, a couple hours a month. And everybody knows that because they go, yeah, man, I really felt empowered last week. You know, I got all these ideas, and I set the world on fire, and it just fizzled out on me. Well, that's because that's when you were really here. When you're not here, where are you? Well, that's a good question. But replicas come in. They keep copying you every 10 minutes and bringing in a new one. So your real estate of who you are is being sold over and over and over again. So the experiences that you're having is owned by an alien for maybe 10 minutes, and they get the energy from you. That's what happens. So it's very unfortunate, but that's the way life is here on planet Earth. With the common denominator of alien control and domination for everything. I think we got a beep. Anybody out there?
Hi, Paula, go ahead.
Who you are.
Hello? Hi, we can hear you. Do you have a question for Ron?
I might turn your sound off.
Yes, I do. I need to shut off that radio. Okay. My question is having to do with something he brought up in a previous radio show. I don't know why this is still playing. Hello?
Well, we hear you and your background noise. Can you turn that down, please, and speak a little bit louder?
Let me call back.
Okay. CBS, they're going to call back. Meantime, Ron, we've got some emails with some interesting phenomena going on that people wanted to share with you. This one's from Joyce. She says she was at an open-air gas station, and she was washing windows. She saw a large sheet of glass falling from the sky, and it landed just behind her car. And it broke into a lot of pieces and all about 6 feet around. She looked up, and there was nothing up there, just sky and clouds. And there was no large glass windows in the gas station building. She was in open air. And so she wanted to let you know about that, and she also thanks you for being here for us. And also she adds there were no planes, nothing. It just big, large glass piece of glass fell out of the sky and onto the ground and cracked.
Well, yeah, that's pretty interesting. I've had people talking about stuff like that, too, all of a sudden. In fact, one person a long time ago said, you know, I'm in my backyard, and all of a sudden a ball pops in my backyard out of nowhere. And there's no kids around playing baseball or anything. This is like a baseball or something. Because where they live, they didn't have kids or anything else, and nobody, you know, was around. You know, you could always say, oh, yeah, somebody threw the ball, and it went, you know, 300 feet and landed in their backyard. But it just fell out of nowhere, a ball fell in the backyard, where it sounded like it came, like, straight down, you know. And that was kind of weird. Yeah, people do have weird things that happen. Have you ever, a good example of timeline stuff is that things kind of happen to you and you don't know what happened. I think we got a beep again. Maybe it's the same person calling here. So, you got a
caller? Go ahead. Okay, thanks for calling back.
Hi.
Well, we'll have to wait for the caller to get a better connection or something. So back to you.
Yeah.
Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, there's another email here of some more interesting phenomena. And it's from Lisa, and we thank Lisa and also Joyce for sending these kinds of things in, also for the one who had the dream. But here is something. Well, Lisa sent something, suggests that we go to a website by Ms. American Bunker, Sherry Bunker. You can look that up on YouTube and see quite a lot of interesting alien shapeshifter and kind of entities YouTube videos. So thanks for sharing that with us. And then there's, one from Janice, who suggested that when Ron was talking about keywords in a previous show, Ron said aliens have three vowels, and we were talking about five-letter words with three vowels, and she sent some in that people can clear if they want, which are some pretty good suggestions. Here they are. Reiki, radio, pause, and aura. And then she says, Canada, as there are three A's. And maybe this is why the Canadians say A all the time. Thanks a lot for sharing that one, too. That's pretty good. Good words to clear for those vowels on the nasal barcode clearing. And I just got one in. Someone wanted to share that they were having challenges for the past 6 months with their supervisor. And this person wanted to know that it got so bad that he or she started feeling the supervisor's intense dislike and hatred whenever he thought of me. And whenever he sensed pressure on his head and had a nauseating feeling, he knew the supervisor was thinking about them negatively. So 10 days ago, they did the dark for 5 days every night while sleeping, along with the anger clearing. That's the anger whole life clearing. The anger clearing was for my anger towards the supervisor. Then it says here that the dark side transmissions from the supervisor are now all gone, and he or she can't feel them anymore. And also saying thank you very much. By the way, he or she wants to know if all the transmissions from the supervisor are gone. Are they all cleared? Asking you.
Yeah. I can't speak for all. I don't use the word all. But only you would know that. So, remember, people somehow are trained here that, like, it's a definite thing, like black and white. So if it's black and white, and if you're, like, standing on something that's white, and there's something black out there. If you get on black, then there's no more white, you know. So the word all does not even come into my vocabulary because the aliens can change something at a blink of an eye in the next abduction that you have or in the next millisecond. So there's no such thing as all when you deal with aliens. What I can't say if the word all would work is that, yeah, the aliens are all here. Living off of you. So that is true in this prison planet. So that's what's happening. But that would be the only way time I'd ever say all. But you can't ever, you know, don't ever ask me about all because it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Because as time moves on and you are connected to time in the time-based reality here, things are always changeable and things can be reconnected into darkness instantly. So, you know, all you can do using the word all is to do some more clearings just in case somehow maybe the aliens wanted to pick on you some more and they activated that person. So that's what I would say to do is just, you know, do it and get the proof that you need that maybe the person's doing better. And that's the way the clearings work. So back to you, Kathy.
Another email, Ron. And this person sending another strange sky phenomena. I wanted to tell you about a black line in several photos on the link that they sent you. And the link is called Mysterious Black Line from the Sky to the Ground. And it's a page website called Before It's News. I wanted to let you know about that black line from the sky to ground. It's something experts.
Yeah, it's just
any
a timeline split. Yeah, I think it's a timeline split. You're actually seeing two timelines that are not put together properly. So, and somehow managed to be created that way, and it maybe stayed in place for a while. So it's just the choreographer and the person doing the making the set that you're looking at, you know, the movie set, they just made a mistake. Maybe it's a brand new alien doing it. Maybe this is the first time around and they're doing it and they just made a mistake. And knowing that how people are here, they probably wouldn't notice it anyway. Remember, most people are unconscious to their surroundings, typically. So most people probably would just look at it thinking it would be normal. You know, like, oh, this is weird, you know, but, oh, it's okay. And maybe they're getting programmed with that straight line, too. But it is two different realities that are trying to merge together, two different movie sets. So back to you, Kathy.
Good to know that, but that movie set split was seen in a lot of places at the same time, which is typical of the timeline. I think we have a caller, and if so, caller, would you like to go ahead and state your question for Ron, please?
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes, we can.
Great. Thank you. I actually was just listening to the CTR show, and I wanted to know the healing to do to get off the planet when Ascension Time happens, because I was on his website and I cannot find it. The spirit something?
That's a spirit barcode.
The spirit barcode removal.
That spirit barcode removal. Do that. The light will find you because then you're hooked up. Other than that, they don't even know that you're here. Light doesn't judge anything, so you're out just having your experience here, and this is what place that you have it. And normally you leave and go many, many places, you know, in that same 2,000-year cycle. You're not limited to a 2,000-year cycle lifetime. And here the light has to come in because the darkness has almost forced it to do so. And
Yes, go ahead. Because nobody knows this stuff, but I did just send one of my friends offers into the light that mediums connect with people, but they don't know this stuff. So I sent them, and it was, like, amazing. The other thing is that I have the head entity thing going on because I've gotten into this too deeply, apparently. So what's the removal? Like, I need a lot of removal.
What I would first do is the pre-clearing. You know, we got the satellite satellite clearing to take off, the satellite alien energies that's bombarding you. We got the head connectors, which is the where they connect to you. So first do all the free ones. And if you start feeling some relief, then do more. From there, if you feel like you got something attached to you, then go on to the eliminating alien attack page, and in there are the critters.
Yeah.
There's 10 options.
Yeah,
so do that.
It's the jellyfish one, and I have been attacked in my sleep twice.
Yeah, just do that and keep the light beam up. Get on that alien attack page and do that. So that's maybe somebody else has something that they can mention on the fast chat, too, if they have a similar situation. But that's what I can think of to help people is that one.
Satellite and then attack, There was one more.
Yeah, just do all the free ones. Get in there and do all the free clearings, but they're on the left-hand side. And
well,
do those.
Thank you. And I
to the alien attack page. Eliminate alien attacks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Big alien attack. And
yeah, caller, to make it easy for you, caller, just go to the recommended healings on the left side, just to make it easier for you to find them. Go to recommended healings for the spirit barcode, and then sample healings underneath that for the free ones he's talking about. On the left side in those white bars, under that green healing login key. That's where they are.
Okay. Thank you, guys. When's your next show?
Oh, thanks. The next program's tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Okay. So you have two of them on BBF?
Yes, it'll be on Station 2 at 7 o'clock.
So
and
we
then
got
there's going to be four total. There's four total.
Four total?
And, you can check the website, too. Creation Lightship has the times, and you can actually link onto the radio programs from there, and the schedule's there. There's one Saturday night, Monday afternoon, Pacific time, 4 o'clock, and Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, Pacific time.
Okay,
on
thank
BBS
you.
Radio.
All right.
Thank Great.
You.
Glad you're
Very
enjoying the radio time. Program.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot
you.
For calling.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Let's
okay.
We got to go here, probably. So we got our eight-hour call this Sunday, getting rid of the alien critters that live inside of people, many of those. So that starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. Quite an interesting call, and people feel better. And then we do the bath water at the end and lots of water to drink and mouthwash water, detox water. And it's quite interesting. So for the people that's on the call, they already know about it, and they like the call because they feel better. That's the whole thing, getting these things out of you. To the average person, they wouldn't even have a clue. So I guess the movie Clueless, I guess, is pretty real there, you know. So what do you want to add, Kathy, before we close tonight?
We have one request here that's been a couple days ago now from a listener whose name begins with an S, and she's asking for heard one of the radio programs on BBS, and you were talking about a God clearing, and she was wondering if you could do a sample God clearing because it was the first time she'd ever heard of it.
Oh, God. Okay, what God do you want? Let's see here. So typically, most people, unfortunately, have probably been to church, maybe many churches. So you may have many gods that are connecting to you, besides the aliens. You know, the aliens are the gods. But maybe you're a Baptist, or we're a Baptist, or a good Catholic, or a good Protestant, or a good Lutheran, or a good whoever. Well, that's a different alien, and the aliens love you. So here we go. Remember, God loves you. The Bible tells you so. That's for Jesus, I guess, if they believe Jesus is a God. But anyway, I won't get into all that stuff here. But let's do a God clearing. So picture the God that you were raised up with, you know, the one that you went to church with and they told you all about this God. Or it could be... If you're a Christian, then you may believe that there's a God, and then there's Jesus, the Son of God. And then, you know, it goes on and on. But we'll just make it very simple here. So the God that you have in the church that you grew up in, here we go. We're going to release that energy from you if we can. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, releasing that God energy from you. You may even feel like throwing up. They may have put some implants in you so that if you try to get it out, it's going to make you feel sick. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may have the fear of God. So let's release that energy from you. 1, 2, 3. Everybody should be afraid of the gods. 1, 2, 3, they eat people. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so hopefully you're doing better, everybody. And back to you, Kathy.
Boy, that was a good clearing. Lots of gods out there, it's clear. Oh, so thank you for those suggestions and everyone's participation tonight and the divine healing from Ron and the Creation Lightship that lead us all to feeling more peace and serenity in our lives and bringing us our spirit back to us. Ron, I wondered if you would mind closing with mind to heart drop in the last few parts of the show we have left. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. So you have to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head. This is the darkness. Remember, mind energy is that way, controlled by the aliens, past consciousness, everything else. And here we go. And they download you with information. So you want to get that away from you. So when it goes into your heart, where your spirit resides, then you're in neutral, not judgment, and in peace. That's where your spirit is. So source energy is peace. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go, everybody. And our next program is tomorrow. Same time, same station. And we'll be going to the light ship for everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Kathy.
Good night, everyone.